Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this Toronto lawyer says that it's easy for women to file false allegations against men, and it's hard for men to defend themselves. And men get mandatory jail time regardless of if they're guilty or innocent. Meanwhile, the woman, if caught lying, will just get house arrest. And people wonder why no one is dating anymore up here. I can't wait for heartless women to be replaced by soulless machines in the form of sex robots. Let them be eaten by their cats. Up next, I love it when Home Math gets right to the point telling this 43-year-old woman with a good job, fit body, that can't find a boyfriend, that the reason is simple. That she's 43 years old. And speaking of Home Math, I just checked and he's been putting out new content and I wasn't being notified about it on YouTube. As for this woman, she's holding out for a rich chat around her own age, and it's not going to happen. She's projecting the quality she finds attractive in a man and wonders why men don't find what she finds attractive too. Number 3, during the last assassination attempt on Trump, look who made another appearance. The same woman from Butler. She's a member of the elite secret service group called Meal Team 6. It would be great if someone could actually do a comedy about this with Melissa McCarthy playing her. She fumbled her weapon multiple times, and they still kept her around. Seeing this makes me think that America isn't a serious country anymore. Changed my mind. Moving on, the internet used to be so free that you could post anything whenever you wanted on YouTube and get monetized. And today you have to self-censor or you won't get monetized. The people on the earlier YouTube and internet were pretty cool. The people today are just posers. Almost everything is monetizable now, but the algorithm suppresses everything and pushes stupid short videos instead of long-form content. And I'm predicting that soon AI will replace real content creators too. Number 5, is it true that vasectomies prevent abortions? If I date again, I should get one and then smash women in their mid-30s promising to get them pregnant. I could really clean up with the baby batter crowd, and I wouldn't even tell them anything. Women are cold and ruthless, and maybe men with options should do the same. Vasectomies prevent men from being trapped. That's why the state doesn't promote them. No woman has ever asked me to get a vasectomy before. Up next, seems like people will buy anything, including powdered water. You just add water and you have water. But what I really want to know is, what's that white powder made of? Maybe this is an ingenious way that drug dealers have figured out how to get blow across the border. What will they think of next? Selling you ice cubes in the frozen food aisle and saying that if you cook these cubes, they'll become instant water. Apparently I was wrong, you can actually powder water. Who knew? Number 7, looks like James Bond likes them obese with more cushion for the push-in. Maybe that's the secret to their marriage, which has lasted 30 years. That he's secretly a chubby chaser and he enjoys fattening her up like a prize heifer or something. But you want to know what's not shocking? That this is the normal physique for American women these days. She fits in perfectly with all the other waddlers on that beach. This gives women delusional expectations. Moving on, I really have to go to Japan so I can visit Costco and get my free Scotch whiskey samples. The reason you can do this there is because they know people will be respectful, unlike the rest of the world. In Canada, though, when they put out samples, Jeets take 3 or 4 at a time, and you're lucky to get one. I need to get out more because in Quebec, Canada, they offer beer samples in stores as well. The one Costco in Newfoundland also offers free samples there, too. Number 9, speaking of Canada, check out what the criminals in Toronto are doing. They're creating fake cell phone towers or SMS blasters to hijack phones, send scam texts, and even disrupt 911 calls. I thought it was Jeets behind this, but it's a bunch of Chinese nationals. Canada isn't a serious country if they can't create craziness like this under control. They could even be spying for the Chinese Communist Party. I say deport them, but they probably won't. Up next, people mock the southern United States, but no one retires up north. Because no one likes the cold and taxes. Who doesn't want warmer weather and lower taxes? That's why Florida, Texas, and Nashville are filling up fast. Florida isn't particularly beautiful, but you don't have to deal with the snow. Who wants to shovel snow and possibly slip on ice and die when they get older? Or slide into oncoming traffic? Plus, maybe people like me also have a literal cold allergy. Number 11, careful out there, guys. Women are coming for your trades jobs, as many of them are now skipping college and making 6 figures as electricians, car mechanics, and truck drivers. That's great news, but are they competent enough for you to trust them with your car or house? I think this story from the New York Compost is just propaganda to scare men. Here's another story from them that's more likely that women are skipping college to start OF careers. moving on this whim and thinks she's insulting us by saying she survived ex-cons, mama boys, narcissists, TikTok wannabes, etc., etc. But this isn't the flex she thinks it is, because that's at least a body count of 7 right there. These are the ones she's admitting to. What about the guys who are somewhat normal? Just to be safe, multiply this count by 3 or 4. She shouldn't be smiling as well. She should be crying. This reflects her poor choices more than anything else. Number 13, there's a new club in London where you have to be 6 feet tall to enter. And it's broke. Since the start of COVID, 3,000 clubs, bars, and pubs have closed in London, as well as the surrounding area. So it's not exactly a good idea to stop 85% of men who buy drinks from going to your bar. 6 foot tall chads don't have to buy women drinks to get laid. So whoever opened up this club doesn't understand the sexual marketplace. Up next, I first thought this is a joke in Canada, but apparently, these are actual streets in the country. This street, that street, and the other street are real names. That's still better than those streets spelled in crazy native languages that you can't pronounce. This is also in the Maritimes where they have a strange sense of humor. I wouldn't be surprised if Woke Canada started naming its streets Lennon Street or Karl Marx Avenue. It's getting pretty crazy. Number 15, Anthony Edwards' baby mamas are tag-teaming him in court over child support payments. Looks like it's big business for them. He should have either kept it in his pants or paid a professional. On the bright side, I don't believe he married either of them. He's already paid them over $1 million in child support, and they're living off of homeboy's basketball contract. Looks like he's getting double-teamed on and off the court. Moving on, when everyone was being evacuated during the recent Trump assassination attempt, this guy didn't budge and continued to eat his clam chowder. Looks like he wanted to get his money's worth. It's either madness or brilliance. I'm leaning towards brilliance, and he kinda looks like Pierre Poilievre. Meanwhile, here you have another individual, this lady taking selfies while everyone else is panicking. A person gets shot and all she can think about is how people are looking at her boobs. Number 17, talk about simping behavior. Some guy drove past a bunch of his fellow black men and is shaming them to do better instead of being broke and unemployed on the street corner on a weekday. He's probably just pissed off because he's not there with them, but instead has to go to work to pay child support and have his taxes go towards welfare queens. But they're very much employed because those drugs aren't going to sell themselves. Up next, we just smash Jennifer Lopez here. She's 56 and looks like she's got a smoking hot body. I certainly would because she's crazy, and crazy is best in bed. No wonder Affleck keeps going back to her. Men just do the short-term thing with her, too. A body like that at her age, and she still can't find a man who wants to stay with her. Women also never tire of getting attention. I wonder what's going to happen when her body falls apart and she turns into a coyote. Number 19, here's another old woman saying that 30-year-old men have no business dating 19 to 23-year-old girls. It was probably okay for 30-year-old guys to date her while she was that young, but now she's old, and they're giving the younger models more attention, and she's pissed off about it. This is called trying to control the narrative. Women like this are old and emotionally and physically worn out, and are used cooch salesmen telling men to stay away from the new models. It's like a used car salesman telling you not to buy a new car. Moving on, people are wondering how hairstyles like this went extinct. Well, grandma died and her hairstyle died with them. But we all know the products required were so toxic that we had to choose between hair like this and the ozone layer. Plus, let's not forget, this takes a lot of effort to maintain, and women don't have the time to put rollers in their hair and use up half a gallon of hairspray each day. Plus, this hair is done professionally. Number 21, 62% of Gen Z expects their lives to be worse than previous generations, and 47% of them wish they could live in the past instead. No wonder the popularity of nostalgia has been massive over the last 10 to 15 years. Homes are less affordable than we've ever seen. Stocks are overpriced as well as other income-producing assets. Cars are 50 grand and food is increasingly unaffordable while salaries haven't been keeping up with the cost of anything. Up next, and speaking of money, Warren Buffett says that if you're not happy with 100 grand, then you won't be happy with 100 million. This has to be an old quote because you won't be happy with a 10%+ inflation rate these days. Besides, 100 grand buys you 1/5 of a decent house. To be secure in this day and age for the next 30 to 40 years, you need at least $5 million today. How about he just hand over everyone $100 million just to be sure? Number 23, King Curran here says that he never sees a whole family in a Cybertruck and that it's almost always one lonely man. That's because women choose boring-looking cars that blend into the background. Women make 80 to 90% of the purchasing decisions in a relationship. No one is having relationships and kids these days, so why not drive one of these bad boys? They also repel women. But if you've already sworn women off, then why not do it? Moving on now that Netflix and other streaming services are raising prices, some people say it's time to bring back these bad boys out. DVDs are nice in a small screen, but I prefer to download digital media and put it on dual hard drives in case one of them crashes. And I keep moving the files from old to new hard drives occasionally as the sizes get bigger, just to make sure my files don't degrade. I still keep a bunch of old DVDs and CDs, but I don't even have a DVD player anymore. Number 25 on the last one out of these 6 body types, which one would you like? Also, isn't that the woman on the far right that was appointed as some sort of minister to trick conservative men into becoming libtards? Her body is probably a no-go zone for 99% of men, unless they're as thirsty as a camel in a desert. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.